Father, we worship you. We call a Mockley saved. And Lord, we thank you that we've been born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. We thank you that Romans tells us that sin shall not have dominion over us because we've been born not of the law, but of grace. And we give you all the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, because we choose your word above all things. Your word is declared that you desire, Lord, in the last days to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Lord, we stand in this hour. We call Immokalee saved in this region, full of the life of God in the name of Jesus. Everything that you've declared, God, we declare on earth. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Lord, we speak life over this community. Father, we pray that everything that has even come in the last recent past against this community, Lord, let it be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it be washed. Lord, even mercy for those who will truly repent. We pray that, Lord God, that there will be mercy. But we pray that the scourge of the present day, Lord, that there will come a washing. There will come a cleansing. There will come a healing to families. Lord, we release your life. We release it in this church. We release it through this church, this community, in the name of Jesus. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, let the angels of God begin to attend all these things, and the Spirit of the living God, which is the Holy Ghost, let him rule and reign. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Why don't you give somebody a hug? You may be seated. How many would like an opportunity to give this morning? Gary was blessed, and thank you. He went over to Pastor Joel's Friday night. And I think he said there was about 400 raging Hispanics. And he didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning. He just started praying for people at 11:15. Well, that was a service, wasn't it? And so he's already up in Alabama and he's on his way back. But we had a good time, didn't we? All week last week. But I'm just going to let you listen for just a minute before we do anything else, and then you can bring this forward. So, Father, we just ask you now. Lord, you're the one that provides for them, first for them and their homes, their families. And then each week, everything that you have for us here to go forward, and we know that you are our provider. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to stand again because we've had you standing, but why don't you just lift those hands up as we just begin to worship the Lord. If you have something this morning, go ahead and bring it down. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. Go ahead. You can move out if you have something at any moment in time that you want to bring it down. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Why don't you just go ahead and just make this part of worship.
Years ago, I seen this vision, and I think I'm supposed to share it this morning. It was back in the Crusade days where men fought wars on horses, and they wore the full armor and stuff. So you can vision this in your mind, that they had the full armor on, the helmets, pulled their steel masks down. They had on their arms, they had the what a butcher would call the, so you won't cut yourself with a knife, so the skin or the sleeves of metal, you know, the mesh, you know, for not, so you won't get cut. So they were dressed for battle, and they were riding horses, and the horses were anticipating the war just as much as the soldiers that were on their backs. And their nostrils, the cool of the day in the morning, and they were prancing in their places and anticipating the fight just as much as the men that were on their backs. And these were trained for years. They were warriors, they were fighters, they were soldiers, you know. And waiting for their commander-in-chief to say, let's go. And at that moment when I saw all that, I heard, let's go. And the Lord said, to the prayer closet. So that's where the fight is and always is right there. And, you know, to see that kind of vision, you know, and to know where it really lies, and we know that here. So in the days ahead, I mean, there's great things coming. But the most important thing that we have to have a revival that's not going to be able to be defeated is to be able to know that our the war belongs to our Lord. So our fight is to be doing the things that we need to do, especially when things take off in a elevated place of when things start happening. That's when prayer lives kind of drop, because there's so much things going on that are going to be needful. So I just wanted to remind you, as he reminded me years ago, of that vision, that's where the fight is at. And we're looking forward to great things in the days ahead.
Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just thank you for it. Hallelujah, Jesus. For this place is won, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And in everything that you learn, in an application of knowledge and revelation, know this, that there is a point of obedience to that. So I bring forth my revelation to inspire you in the Spirit to do those things that you can do. But then I also bring forth my grace for you to come and to do the things that are in front of you to do, saith the Spirit of grace. So your simple yes to these things empower me to come behind you and to cause your life to go higher and higher in all the things that you hear and learn and perceive to be my wisdom, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Barakorosene. Hallelujah. Edekorosana. Horebedoso. Abesekidia. Ho. Mastofretiene. I'm calling you out. You've heard the message. You've heard the message of prayer for years and years and years. Once again, I'm coming along in a time where the flesh is being bombarded by so many things. I'm asking you to steal away. Buy the time and sell it not. Spend the hours in my presence. And I, as I promised in my word, that my word cannot return unto you void. These hours in my presence, all you intercessors and those who will bring forth supplication, you'll not only find a great reward in the Spirit for the things that you're asking me for, but you'll also find that you yourself come to a greater place of resting in me. The reward of the intercessor is to know that I'm with them and that I'm providing not only through them, but for them as they are going forth. So arise, take up your sword and your shield and do that which I have called you to do, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julio and Kathy, why don't you just step out in the aisle? We're going to lose these guys for a couple of months. I hate it. They're going to go on the road. How many of you think that they'd love for you to just bless them right now in the Spirit? So watch out. He's coming right now. There's a particular grace It's coming on the both of you for the purpose. Oh, not just being away from the congregation for a little bit, but for the days ahead. You're going to find this strength is more than sufficient. So in the name of Jesus, there he is. Receive now. Jesus' name. Stay in the spirit with me. More and more is going to come online for many of you. The wisdom of my spirit. Some great questions that have been in front of you. Some large, it appears to you as a large concerns. Places where it doesn't seem, if God doesn't move, you have no idea how to get past it. But let me assure you that he's assuring you this morning that his hand is upon you. You just kadakorote, that's it. He said, just recline in my love. You begin to recline in my love and fall back on him. You'll find a grace come upon you, a strength that begins to assure you that you're following the right path. Questions, right or left, which way? And even when you make certain decisions, you've questioned if they were right. They were right, he's saying. But more and more is going to call you to improve in the soundness of this judgment. So rejoice in me. Rejoice in me. Hallelujah. Just lift up those hands, especially if that's for you. You've been walking in a place of trying to figure out. He's letting you know it's going to be all right. He's letting you know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amok Lee is in revival. Jesus. Mekaresioto. Let me share with you some thoughts. I've recently written down or had written down for myself, but I believe this is as much as I can tell. He wants you to hear them too. And Isaiah 55, well, let's just read where Gary left off just a little bit. We're not even going to begin to try to go into all those dimensions. I don't even have a hula hoop. Verse 8 of 55. I believe this is what he'd have me to say to you. Verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Now, we went through a whole week of teaching on that. Because of the revival, he's going to take us to seeing things like we've never seen before. Amen? But let me tell you something. Since you've been born again, what he wants you to understand is this, that you can put in there his thoughts at one time may not have been my thoughts, but now his thoughts are my thoughts. His ways at one time might not have been my ways, but now they are my ways. They are my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways great higher than yours. Well, that's the way it used to be prior to the new nature. And it's still so much he's got to get over to us, so much. But now we've got a capacity. through His Word and through praying in other tongues, through that new nature, we can receive what we need for this revival and for the ongoing of our life. And He tells us how that happens again. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So then, this same fashion, just like nature works, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And the Lord is saying, don't stop speaking the word. Don't stop. Did you hear me? Turn to your neighbor and say, don't stop speaking the word. Whatever your confession is over your life, over your body, over your mind, over your spirit, over this house, and I believe you're speaking good things, it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. Now this is just victory. This is just the other side of the mountain, the other side of the valley. And the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And this is what happens as a result of continuing to stay in His mind and speak the word. Instead of bad things, the thorns shall come up what? Good things, a fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a name for and ever. In other words, we get to predict our future by speaking the words. I say Immokalee is in revival. I say this house is full of intercessors that just will not quit. Colossians 3:3. Now, I'm just giving you some. These are His thoughts towards you because they're His thoughts towards me. The Word says in Colossians 3:3, ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now, check yourself this morning. If you can hear me, you're probably not physically dead, are you? But dead, He's talking about to the flesh. See, the enemy wants to convince you that you can't go on any further because of all the weaknesses in your life. But you were one time declared, Colossians 3:3 says, you are dead and your life is hid. Well, where is it hid? It's hid with Christ, in God. In other words, everything that is His inheritance is our inheritance. Everything that the Father looks at Jesus and says, you can do it. Well, we hear all these applications. It's like Rex said, we're going forward. We're going to receive a revival. We're going to receive a revival. And the Lord says, okay, what do I do? Which horse do I get on? What's my position? Am I a general, a captain, a colonel? The Lord says, oh, forget all that. Just go into your prayer closet. So that's where He wants us to stay. Wave at me if you believe that's true for you. Hallelujah. You're dead. Turn to somebody and say, I'm dead. Not I wish you were dead. No. Isaiah 54:17 says this. You might want to write, just jot some of these verses down. This is prophetic to the church. No weapon that is formed against the family prayer center or you as an individual shall prosper. And every tongue that rises, every wagging satanic tongue that's wagging against us, that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is what? It says, of me, saith the Lord. Why don't you just lift your hands right now? You're a vessel of righteousness. We're going to receive this together. We're going to go into the next dimension together. Father, we praise You and glorify You and thank You for Your righteousness, Lord, that's in us and is of You. We give You glory. We give You praise. Listen to these thoughts. But the God of all grace, who has called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we've suffered a while, will make You perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. How many are glad that there's the other side of everything you're going through right now, this too will pass. Hallelujah. Why don't you just say that? Since we're confessing along with these thoughts, this too will pass. Hallelujah. James 1:4 says this. But let patience, that's the word consistency, have her perfect work, that you may be, that ye may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. How many of you want to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing? But it says, let patience have her perfect work. That's the force of consistency. That's us staying on the path and doing what we know that we're supposed to be doing. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall do what? Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, 13, for it is God which worketh in us both to will and to do his good pleasure. Hallelujah. James 4, 7 says, submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will do what? He'll flee. Herein is our love made perfect. 1 John 4, 17. It's made perfect that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. John 10, 4 and 5. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Let me tell you, there's a lot of voices out there. And there's a lot of voices that's going to come to this congregation in the days ahead. But there's only one voice that you're going to follow. And that's the one that you've been used to. Not my voice, but his voice. Through praying and staying close to him, we're not going to get off track. We keep praying in tongues. Keep doing what he's called us to do. Keep saying Immokalee is in revival and keep the word in front of us. It doesn't matter what voices are out there. We'll stay on track. We'll stay on track. Praise God. Colossians 2:10. You're complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind. Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Do you know his word is the final on everything? It's the final on everything. I think you just need to stand up with me right now. Jesus. Why don't you just lift those hands? We glorify you. We glorify you. Jesus, you alone are worthy. You've called us to this place. So, Father, right now, we say that Immokalee is in revival. Say this with me. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, thousands and thousands are born again in this revival. Hallelujah. Just pray. Pray over the body, would you? I'm going to give you this mic.
Father, we bless you. We thank you. life eternal in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are all sufficiency, Father. That is an understatement, Father. You are all sufficiency. You maintain and sustain, transform, conform us through the Holy Ghost into your image. And we can't thank you enough, Father, for the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus, that you gave us the Comforter, the Allos, one just like you, Father, one just like you, Jesus, to lead us into all truth. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, for the final say-so in every single situation.
Yes.
Every trial and every tribulation is sealed by the power of your word. Your word is holy and undefiled, purer than the purest of gold, Lord. It's perfect in every aspect. And all we have is your word and your promises, Jesus. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. And we give you honor for who you are, Father. We thank you for the victory in advance, Father. We thank you that we can rejoice and know that you are a shield about us, Father, the glory and the lifter up of our heads. And we thank you, Father. It's like our forefather said, we're confident in one thing, Lord. Our confidence grows in one place, in one thing, is that we may behold your face the rest of our lives.
Yes.
See your beauty, Father, in who you are. That's the only that. It's the only thing that matters, Father, because our operation is internal. It doesn't matter what things lie in the natural, Father. It doesn't matter because our operation is internal. It's an internal kingdom.
Yes.
And we worship you, Lord, and we praise you. And that we stand alone, that our operation is internal. And Satan does not have the power to stop an internal operation.
Hallelujah.
Like our Father in the faith said, Lord, we have been born again.
Yes.
That in itself is our sufficiency, Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor because we have been born again.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for it, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a great big hug this morning.